Elizabeth Warren earned social media ire for Israel election meddling, calling to oust corrupt Prime Minister Netanyahu. By Joshua Klein on April 20, 2021. Speaking at radical left-wing J Street's 2021 virtual national conference Monday, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, called on Israel's elected leaders to replace Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, leading to a backlash online against her hypocrisy for meddling in Israel's affairs. After thanking J Street, which has close ties with many Democrats and has received support from billionaire left-wing philanthropist George Soros, for the critical work you do every day to advance our progressive values, Warren criticized the Trump administration's disastrous policies, claiming the Biden administration has the values, judgment, and experience to undo that damage. Subsequently, Warren slammed Israel's corrupt prime minister and called for his ouster. Israel's long-term strategic interests, meanwhile, have been served poorly by its longest-serving prime minister, she said. He has precipitated four stalemate elections in 2 years in his frenzied effort to immunize himself from well-documented charges of corruption. She continued. Netanyahu does not command a majority of the new Knesset, but Israel's president has told him to try anyway, lamenting that the law does not allow him to do anything else even while Netanyahu is currently on trial. If Netanyahu fails in this task, the majority that opposes him must decide what to do next. Will they continue to fight amongst themselves and in the process prop up a corrupt leader who puts his own interests ahead of his country? Or will they join together to begin the difficult task of rooting out corruption and reinstating the rule of law? This is the same fork in the road that the U.S. faced in the election of 2020. Despite our differences, a significant majority of Americans concluded that the integrity of a democracy is far more important than the personal interests of one leader and banded together to defeat Donald Trump. Israel's elected leaders should do the same and give the Israeli people a new prime minister. The lambasting of the elected leader of a longtime U.S. ally, as well as the call for his removal, was swiftly rebuked on social media. Not supposed to say the quiet part out loud, just supposed to steer foggy bottom grants to former campaign partners on the ground who happen to share your goal, wrote journalist Seth Mantle. Seems like an appropriate recommendation by Andy Warren, wrote one Twitter user. Why not target the one free democracy in the Middle East? Many blasted Warren for interfering in foreign elections, with some noting the hypocrisy it entailed. Wow, regardless of how one may feel about it, Netanyahu. It is highly improper for a U.S. senator to openly advocate for the ouster of the prime minister of one of America's closest allies, wrote Aaron Trudler, founder and publisher of Philadelphia Jewish Link. This is not how U.S. foreign policy is supposed to work. But tell me again how U.S. politicians, Democrat Andy Warren in this case, do not interfere in internal Israeli issues? Asked international human rights lawyer and political analyst Arsen Ostrovsky. Notwithstanding her dislike of PM at Netanyahu, it was highly inappropriate for Warren to make such a comment and she ought to be condemned for it, he added. As someone that actively opposes Netanyahu, I believe this is improper for a foreign elected official, wrote former Consul General of Israel in New York Danny Dayan. BTW, it is also counterproductive. Interfering in foreign elections is apparently okay as long as it's Israel, wrote one Twitter user. I dislike Netanyahu too, but what you said was inappropriate as a sitting member of Congress, wrote another. Elizabeth Warren interfered in Israel's election but complained about foreign interference in U.S. elections, wrote another Twitter user. Unbelievable how cavalier American politicians are about interfering in Israeli elections, wrote yet another. Sorry you lost that presidential run, Liz, really broke my heart. How is this okay? Asked another user. The hypocrisy is beyond comprehension, obviously. This sounds like meddling in another nation's elections, no? Asked another user. According to Senator Warren, the steps the U.S. should take include directly interfering in the elections of a close U.S. ally, wrote one Twitter user. You know, the precise kind of thing that the left routinely criticizes the U.S. for doing. Definitely crossing a line here, wrote another user. Don't meddle in your foreign allies' elections. Dems such as Andy Warren calling for the ousting of Netanyahu is disgraceful election meddling, wrote another. I thought Biden admin was middle of the road and going to hashtag stop the it. Many also blasted Warren for telling Israelis, who must face real dangers and consequences, how to act. Just what Israelis need to hear. From a dimwit Etta Warren sticking her nose in where it doesn't belong. And from a dimwit that knows zero about Israel, tweeted the National Security Roundtable. Hey, Elizabeth, how about taking care of the haters, bigots and anti-Semites in your party? First she was a Native American, now she's an Israeli voter. Amazing. Wrote Noah Polak, the executive director of Democratic Alliance Initiative. J Street is not a pro-Israel organization, and until you live in a nation surrounded by hostility and terrorism, keep your opinions on how Israelis should vote to yourself, wrote one Twitter user. Imagine a PM of Israel telling Americans who to vote for. How about worrying about the lives of the Americans instead and stop messing in other countries' business? Asked another Twitter user. This is not her business, and not her place. She was one of only three senators who voted against recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital and should be the last person to give political advice to the Israelis, wrote another. Dear Etta Warren, I think you've got less than 1/1024th of a vote in Israeli elections. And Americans didn't unite to oust Trump. Over 75 million of us voted for him in a hotly contested election. That was decided by questionable ballot chicanery that's still being investigated, wrote another Twitter user. Others noted the hypocrisy of ignoring that Palestinian Authority head Mahmoud Abbas, who attended and addressed the conference, has been rewarding terror while illegitimately holding onto power for years. She literally spoke at the same conference as Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian leader in the 16th year of a four-year term, wrote Logan Raddick, Newsmax's national correspondent. Mahmoud Abbas has been in power since 2006. There has been zero election since then, tweeted StopAntisemitism.org, a non-profit foundation that works to hold anti-Semites accountable. Did Elizabeth Warren have any brilliant advice about this, or did she save her wisdom solely for the Jew? The group added. PM Netanyahu is a controversial figure, and there is no doubt much to criticize, but it's Etta Warren in comparing him to Donald Trump is forcing false narrative that is unwarranted, wrote another, while accusing Warren of excusing Abbas of years of incitement and reward of terror. And if you really want to improve the lives of Palestinians, maybe you would encourage them to vote out Hamas and Abbas, wrote another user. But you can't do that, because the last time Palestinians had the right to vote was in 2006, 15 years ago. Senator Etta Warren would advise the Palestinians who they should or should not elect as their leader. But the Palestinians haven't had an election in 16 years and are unlikely to have one anytime soon, another user wrote. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.